Today's blot is Kuf Hey. We're up to Kuf Dal and Beis on the bottom of the page. The two dots. We learned that five different kinds of minchas. If a guy says, okay, we can start now. If a guy says, Harei Allah mincha, I take upon myself a mincha, which one should he bring? He brings whichever one he wants. Whichever one. Yehuda says he brings a mincha, a flour mincha. Says the Gemara, what's the svar of Rav Yehuda? Two lines on the bottom. Tell him the Braisa. He adds, you know why? Hoyi lu pasad by a kasat chila. Kuf dalon bay is the very last line of the page. Because in the pasik, to a mincha, the very first one is a flower offering. Says the Gemara, elamiyatav, the word is the first one. Oimid hare olai oila. If a guy says, I bring upon myself an oila, it could be different kinds of animals. Yavi ben Bokar should bring dafke cattle. Hoyu lu pasad by a kasat chila. Since that was the very first example the pasik is. If he says, I'll bring from sheep, Yavi, the sheep could be either a goat or a lamb. Yavi Kev, should definitely bring a lamb. Hayilu, possible, because it's chila, because that's the first thing the Pasuk mentions. Mina, if he brings birds, Yavi, Taidim, Hayilu, possible, because it's chila. No, but if you're saying the word is that that's the first thing mentioned in the Pasuk, then in each case, this is what he has to bring. And the Pasuk doesn't argue. Because Allah, now, we learn in the Mishnah, he says to bring an oila, he doesn't have to bring a cow, Yavi Kev, he can bring a sheep. Now, the Chayyab, he should argue. Rabbi Lazar Mazayu, I'm a Torah ben Yoina, even a Torah ben Yoina. The Pogam, who doesn't argue there, the first thing in the Pasuk. Elamayim, you chedish, you know why he says, the flower offering, the less lay shame levai. All the other menachas are called minchas machvas, minchas macheshes, they all call with another name, the description, with another borrowed name that escorts it. This one has no other name that with it, because this one is called mincha, stam. So therefore, we bring minchas seilas. But the Braise says about Tana Hoyle Posbach Chilla, the Braise is a whole different reason. Not because that's the Miyuchedish, because that's the only one without a shame levai. It says because the first thing in the Pasik. Hoche Kama. Eze Mincha Miyuchedish Shem Menacha. Which taka is this Mincha by Menacha that's singled out? The less lay shame levai, the one has no levai. Zusha Posbach Chilla. Not saying that's the reason. He's saying which Mincha is the one that has no description is the one that's meant in the first of the Pasik, which is Mincha Seilas. Why does the Braisa have to tell you this? The first thing that's possible, mincha segam, you did it clearly. I'm talking about a flower offering. Simon Baalma, if you want to remember in the future, there's five minachas you might forget. Remember the one that's mentioned first in the passing. That's the one of you to argue with. Then the mission continues. What happens? He said, I'm going to give. I take upon myself a mincha or min mincha. We're by the two dots. On Kuf Hey Al Moshe, I'm going to show you where it is. 105A2. Okay. It says in the Mishnah, if a guy says, I'll take upon myself a mincha or a type of mincha, a min of the mincha, then you bring one. If he says in plural, minochais or min minochais, you bring two. Says you want a boy, a papa. What happened? He says, you'll have made a difference in single and plural, but your difference was the word
singular.
Oh, that's the question. You made a difference in single and plural, but you stressed the word mincha, menachas. What about if I said the one word mincha, but I said mine instead of min? What happens then? Is that plural also? I said mincha singular because all menachas are called mincha stam, or it means only one. Now, Kivan Dami said mine tartikama, he meant two. My mincha, why do you use the word mincha in singular? The kulam mincha and mincha mikadian, all the minchas are called the mincha. The chesiv v'zayis teiras a mincha. Even though there are five kinds of mincha, yet the Torah calls it in singular v'zayis teiras a mincha. So we can use the word mincha, and mine means many. Oidil makiva the amma mincha, or because he said the word mincha, mechad the mincha kamer. He meant one mincha. Why does it say mine? My mine, why is it plural mincha? Mine hakamer. Mine mincha from the five kinds, chad the mincha lai, whichever one it is. So mine doesn't mean he's bringing a whole bunch. It means he's bringing, he's going to choose any one of the five. But how many is he bringing? Only one mincha. Which one is it? So the Gemara Tashma coming here, it says in the Mishnah makes a difference between mincha and menachas. Doesn't make a difference in mine. So we're going to dash like this. It says mincha, min mincha, yavi achas. It's mashma. If you would have said mine, because it said in singular. If you would have said mine, it brings two. Ha mine, mincha, shtayim, two. That's going to be your diuk. If that is how you're going to make your inference, let me ask a question. Read the next line. Ema seif. It says later on the Mishnah, it says the next line in the Mishnah. What about if he says min menachas?
He brings two. Menacha is min menacha v'shtayim. Is mashma ha minei mincha dafkir said menachas. But if it was said minei mincha only chada. El mahalekha mash minei from our Mishnah, you can't make a diak either way. Our Mishnah wasn't out there to be, it was not very pedantic. Tov shema coming here, I have another raya. It says, min mincha. It says in Mishnah, min menachas alai. It says, min menachas alai. It says, min menachas alai. Yovi shtei menachas. It says the Braisa. If he says, min menachas alai, our Mishnah says you bring two. Right? It says in plural. But it doesn't say what kinds. So the Braisa says, if you say, min menachas alai, yovi shtei menachas. But the menachas, since you use the word min in singular, so even though you said menachas plural, so you got to bring two menachas, but the same.
Variety.
One variety, exactly. Ha min minei mincha. So let's be medayik for the braisa. What happens if you would have said min minei, but mincha one? Then chad is only one, because it seems clear from here that the mincha goes on how many, and the min goes on what kind. So if he would have said minei mincha means one mincha, and that's it. Says the Gemara. So that resolves the question of papa. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma ha minei mincha. If you would have said minei mincha, maybe shtei menachas, mishnei minin. Maybe if you would have said minei mincha, he also has to bring two menachas. The our Mishnah is saying min, the diik is wrong. The Mishnah says min, singular, menachas, two. So we say bring one, two menachas, but one. So you decided, but if you would have said minei mincha, you bring only one mincha. No. Minei mincha also bring two. But if you say minei, you'd bring two different kinds. Min is one kind, and minei is two different kinds. Ha minei mincha, maybe shtei menachas, mishnei minei, that's what it means. And why is it called mincha? Because mincha is a generic term for all menachas. We didn't learn that way in the Braisa. We learned clearly, min menachas alai. It says, if you say min menachas, that's two alai, maybe shtei menachas minachat. If it says minei menachas alai, the Braisa spells out, minei, dafke minei menachas, then you bring with two kinds. Is mashma, but if you said minei mincha, you don't only bring one mincha. Minei menachai, so you said plural menachas, but you also said minei. Then maybe shtei menachas, shtei minin. Is mashma ha minei mincha? Chada. Is mashma, if you said minei mincha, it's only one. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, who's the author of this braisa, Hamani, Rab Shimini, the author of this braisa, you want to say that minei mincha means you bring one mincha. You bring only one mincha. No, maybe minei mincha follows Rab Shimon. Because if you remember, we had a big argument before. If a guy says mincha, can you bring a mincha's mafa, baking? There's two kinds of baking. There's the kikin and there's chalas. You know, the thin wafers or the thick ones. So we say you have to be one or the other. You can't have both. Rab Shimon says, no, you can have part this, part that. You can have one rakik and nine chalas. Two to kikin and... He said the lashon machza b'lav davka. It could be one and nine, two and seven, eight. So according to Rab Shimon, minei mincha could actually be one. According to him, it means one. How can you have two varieties in one? Because he also could. But according to us, hold, you cannot break up one into two. So if you say minei, which means two, and then you say, even though he said mincha, it means two. You're kabbalist because I is a singular, because mincha is a generic term. But according to Rab Shimon, you don't have to say that because he holds up within one mincha, you can have two minei. So therefore, when this particular braisa seems to say that minei, plural, but mincha one is two parts of one mincha. Would I get incorrect? That's according to Rab Shimon. Dama machza chalos and machza kikin. You have umay minei mincha. Mincha the is by tre minna. There's one mincha. The mincha's mafa, the baking. They can have two different kinds, thin or thick, and that's what it is. Aval Rabbanim, according to Rabbanim, Amr says machzi chalos and machza kikin. You cannot divide it. So if you said take minei mincha, minei means two. Maybe minei mincha means two minachas. Maybe shtei menachim, shtei minin, maybe. No raya, either way. Okay, so we remain with eight tzarechin. So you want to write there. Interesting that sometimes the Gemara doesn't resolve something that says teiku, sometimes it resolves something and it moves on. I have no idea. I always will try to wonder, what's the rule? When do they decide to call teiku? When do they say, we'll come back to it or something? And they never do. Or they gave hints somewhere else in Shas from other apopas that you should be able to figure out what the solution is. Then the Mishnah continues further. What happens? He says, I remember I specified exactly which mincha and how many mincha I'm bringing, but I don't remember what it is. Then you got to bring all five because you don't know which one you said. Says the Gemara, Pirashti, Venidema, Pirashti, Yovi, Chamishasan, you bring all five. Mantana, who says you got to bring all five? Omer Abime, the like Rab Shimon, this does not work out according to Rab Shimon. Why not? Because according to Rab Shimon, there's a lot more than five. You know how many possibilities there are? Because if you said that you said minchas mafe according to Rab Shimon, according to us minchas mafe is clear. It's a kikin. It's chalos. But according to Rab Shimon, what's minchas mafe? It could be only the kikin, only chalos, or it could be a mix. But the mix could be nine kinds of mixes, total of 10 loaves. But it could be 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, and work your way down. So according to him, you have the 9 different kinds, all total of the kikin, total chalos 11. Plus the 3 other kinds, the machvas, the macheshes, and the buchim. So therefore, you have the eel Rab Shimon. Because if Rab Shimon, we have minchas soilus, we have minchas machvas, the shallow frying pan. You have minchas macheshes, the thick one. That's already 3. And then now you have the oven. The oven, you can be 2 kinds, rekikin or chalos, or rekikin or chalos. For us, there's a total of 5. But according to Rab Shimon, besides the 5, there's another 9 possibilities. You Rab Shimon, kiven on a machzer chalos, a machzer rekikin yovi, that not only you can bring only rekikin or only chalos, you can bring also a mixture. And the mixture doesn't have to be half and half, it could be 1 and 9, it could be any mixture. So therefore, you'll have to bring a total of 14. And inami, savalokka, even if you hold like a behuda, dumb, kolam and achas boys, essa 10. 14. But according to the maid who argued, he holds that every mincha has 12 chalas, so then there's more. There's instead of 14, there's 16 different mincha you have to bring. Abai says, no. I feel the time, Rab Shimon, you can say Rab Shimon. Nevertheless, you only bring 5. Why? Because you can make it tonight. Shemina, Rab Shimon, Dama, Maisi, Umasni. You can bring and make it tonight. Okay, you bring it 10 chalas, and what you do is you make half one and half the other. You make half one, half the other. Sorry, you bring 2 lots of 10 chalas. One is going to be the kikin, 10 to the kikin. And this is what the maximum you have to bring. 10 to the kikin, and the other one, 10 chalas. And you make it tonight. You say, look, if I said it should be only the kikin, so then the chalas is an adava. If I say it should be only chalas, then the kikin is an adava. If I say it should be 1 to 9, then the balance of each one, I'll bring 1 that comes from this pile, and 9 comes from that pile, and the balance are all the adavas. So you make, so instead of bringing 14 different kamenachos, you bring only 5. Says the Gemara, how do you know Rav Shimon holds of this Tanai business? The Tanai, Rav Shimon says, the guy is a Suffolk Tomei by a Nazir, or a Suffolk whether he became a Mitzayid or not. So what do you do? If he was a Tomei, you have to bring a certain carbon, and Asham, and a Loix, or Shemin. So if he's a Mitzayid, you have to bring all that carbonus. So what do you do is, like Shimon Aymer, the Machra is the following day after he counts his 30 days or 60 days. Maybe Asham, brings Asham, the Loiga Yimai, he brings a Loig of oil. And this is what he says. If Itaka was a mitzayda, ze asham, ze loiga. So this is right here, the animal we have here is a carbon asham. And this is the oil, the measure of oil. But if I would turn out to be I wasn't a mitzayda, then asham ze yehi shalmei ledover. Then this asham is a donation. And how do you treat it? Because a shlamim has different dinim than an asham. A shlamim you can eat for 2 days or 1 night. A shlamim requires smicha, you have to lean your hands on it. A shlamim requires tenufa, you have to wave the chazay and the shaykh, and the shank bone and the breast. So what do you do? We take all the chumras, we treat it as if it was an asham, which is a shlamim. So we bring it down, reduce it to a day and a night. We do the smicha, we do the tenufa, and we shecht in the north, because the asham has to be shecht in the north. We take all the chumras. V'oise asham ta'an shchita betzafim, because the asham and the chatzas have to be geshochten in the north side, and umatn behinis, and you also pour it on the thumb, on the right toe, on the right earlobe of this mitzayda. It could be his mitzayda. Usmicha, you have to do smicha on the animal because maybe it's an asham and the sachim. Maybe it's a shlamim, and the shlamim requires also an sachim, and asham doesn't. You treat it like a shlamim. Utnufas chazei v'shoik, and v'nechal zichre kohuna loyim v'layla, but it could only be eaten by males of kohenim because maybe it's an asham, and only day and night because maybe it's an asham. So what do we see clear from here? Rav Shimon believes in the concept of making conditions. So the same thing we'll do with the mincha. You don't know what kind of mincha he made. We were told in the Shechitas Kachim. That ain't madam Rab Shimon Maisi Masni Lechatchila. When does Rab Shimon allow this? Dafke Litkune Gavra. Only if the person, for example, is a suffering mitzvah, he can never eat from Kabbonis again unless he does something. So Rab Shimon said, we have no breda, we're going to allow you to bring the usher and then make this tonight. To fix up the guy. Avo ba'alma, but generally speaking, the Evadin Lechatchila Loy. Rab Shimon does not agree, does not like this whole thing here about making it tonight. So what are you telling me, Lechatchila, you should bring only the minch, 10 chalas or the kikin, 10 chalas, and then you make this tonight? Rab Shimon doesn't like it, only the Evad. No, you know when Rav Shimon doesn't like it? Like Moshe just raised the idea that you're reducing the time allowed to eat. If it's an ashram, you're allowed to eat 24 hours, day and night. But if it's a shlamim, 2 days and a night. And by taking a shlamim and turning it into an ashram, you are reducing the time and you could possibly bring it to an Isid. That's when he's against it. But by mincha, whether the mincha is a chalas or it makes no difference or a kikin, it's all the same time slot. So therefore, it's all the same. You guys, so the question was, you said the only time that he holds you, chatzchel, I'm going to get an island, couldn't fix up the guy. You know when he said that, you're reducing the time they're allowed to eat. There's a possibility you bring kachim to, you bring more potential to bring him, make a puzzle for Isid. Abel Menachas, but when it comes to Menachas, is afilu l'chatchila by Menachas, even l'chatchila, there's no problem whatsoever. Why? Because this manachil is always the same. So in l'chatchila, he says, you're allowed to make this tonight. So therefore, you don't go to Rav Shimon, you don't have to bring more than the five Menachas. Amar Papalabaya, according to Rav Shimon, the Amar says, Machzer Chalas, and Machzer Kikin. And you said that Rav Shimon could be the author of the Mishnah, that if you don't know what he parashti, and on Mishnah you bring five menachas, even Rav Shimon would agree to that, bring five, and you bring 10 chalos and 10 to kick in, and you make this whole Tanai business. Yavi, Abel Chayde, I still got a problem. What are you suggesting, Rav Shimon? You bring one mincha of 10 chalos, and you bring one mincha of 10 to kick in, and you make it tonight. If it was, I said chalas, then the kikin is in the double. If I said kikin, then the chalas is in the double. And if I mix it, so then one and nine, and the rest, and the rest is in the double. So, but what comes out like this? If, let's say, he mixed, because he's bringing them separately, if it turns out that he actually mixed it, then you're taking one kmitzah from this pile, and one kmitzah from that pile, you're taking two kmitzahs for one carbon. And a carbon only has one kmitzah because you have to take a scoop. But you bring it, what do you tell me? Bring it at two separate kabanas. One only has wafers, thin wafers, a kikin. One only has chalas. And then you make this whole tonight business. And then you mix the two together. But you can mix together. For the Gemara, so the Papa says, the Baye, Rav Shimon, the Machtze chalas, the Machtze kikin, Yovi, Hakamaisi Isarin. Echad is bringing one Isarin, Mishnei, Hakamaisi Isarin, Echad, Mishnei Isarin. You're bringing one, because every minch is only one Isarin. But you're mixing, you're taking a bit from one mincha, so you take part of that is sudden, and you take from another is sudden. The leg, echa mishnei lugin, again, it has to be only one leg. You're taking two lugin, you're taking from here and from there. So Rabbi answers, Shamina leil Rab Shimon, we actually heard Rab Shimon, the Amar, im hevi is sudden, echa mishnei is reinus. And leg, echa mishnei lugin, yatsu ya yaitse. Rab Shimon taka holds, there's nothing wrong with that, so yaitse. I actually don't know where it was said, but he holds his yaitse. Interesting. Whatever Abaye did to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, his student, Rabbi Papa, gave back to him. The only difference is Abaye always had the last word. Abaye, when he used to ask Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, he stumped them a lot of times.
I put over Rabbi Yosef.
And Rabbi also, he gave him a hard time.
No, I'm saying Abaye had to constantly remind him, didn't you teach us
Kafka? Exactly, yeah.
And Rashi says every single time, he forgot everything he learned.
So that Papa says to Abaye, okay, you answer me about how can you take the measure of sodden or the log of oil, but what about the kmitzah? How do you do kmitzah? The masni, he makes a tanai, but he says, I chalas l'chodayim, if my carbon was only chalas, then the rest is in the dove. Or the kikin l'chodayim, if the carbon was a kikin, the thin wafers, then the other one is a carbon.
You mean
it's two separate kabbalah bring, because it could be
the two kmitzahs.
You're making two kmitzas now.
You're making two.
One, you're taking one from here, you're taking one from here. So l'chayda, because you're treating them two separate kabbanas, but there's a possibility together, so you're taking two kmitzas. How are you going to do this? You're sort of taking two, and you have to treat them like two separate ones, but maybe they're also one. Maybe two separate ones, maybe I only said chalas, so I got to keep that separate. Maybe I only said rikiki, but maybe I said both. So how do you do this? Says the Gemara, just asking, how are you going to do it? Where are we? He makes it tonight. This is what he says. Omri says, this way, he takes a kmitzah from the chalos. Omri says, I chalos chadayu. Then this kmitzah from the chalos as the chiv, and this kmitzah is of the rekikin as the dover. Or the kikin chadayu, the rekikin itself was the chiv, and the kmitzah of the rekikin, that's the chiv, and the rekikin and the kmitzah of the chalos is in the dover. Amri, the kmitzah mechalos lehevi achalos. He said like this, the kmitzah made for the chalos should be for the chalos. The kakamitzah made a kikin lehevi a kikin. Oh, but what about if it's a mixture? I machte the kick in the machte chalas. Amri, you say the kokamitzna. When you turn to the mincha that's kaimitz, that's chalas. You say I'm taking kaimitz, and I'm having in mind these chalas, and also the kicking that had to come from the other pile. The kokamitzna mechalas leve machte chalas and machte the kicking. I want this kaimitz to serve for both. Or the kokamitzna the kicking, but when I take from the kicking leheve machte the kicking and machte chalas. That's what he says. For the mother, had a clap. For the mother, but boy, me kamitz chad kaimitz mechalas.
You need one kaimitz for the whole.
Yeah, you need for each.
Ten,
yeah.
Chalas, all ten.
How can you do this? You're taking from the chalas and you're saying, I'm having in mind the kicking. How can you do that? You're taking the kicking and having in mind the chalas. I guess now we already had the case of an Osher got mixed up with a Tamur and all that, and remember that whole block and mother trying to figure out what to do. Or the Taida got mixed up with a Tamur. But this is just the chalas itself. Because there's a possibility that this. No, we don't have that. This idea commits.
You're supposed to have multiple kavonis here.
So Gemara answers, Shamina, Rabbi answers, Shamina Rab Shimon. Again, we heard Rab Shimon said earlier, the Amar im komatz. If you did commit, for Allah be yadi me'echad ashnem yotze. He's not so pedantic. He says you can take the kmitza only from the chalas and have in mind the kicking. Or take the kmitza only from the kicking and have in mind the chalas. There's no problem. Freddy Gemara, okay, you dealt with the kmitza, we dealt with everything, the oil and the kmitza, but we have a problem with ikam ma'isa shemen. We have the leftover oil. What's the problem? Because the difference is, when it comes to the kicking, you don't put oil in the kicking, it's thin wafers. So what do you do with the oil? You do on top of the letter X or whatever that letter was on top of the nun on top of the matzahs. What do you do with the leftover oil from the chalas? You put it back into the chalas, because chalas is, you mix the oil. So what do you do in this case here? What do you do with leftover oil? Because if it's a kicking, then the oil has to be put on top. And the leftover oil by the kicking is, since a lot of leftover oil, it goes to the kohen. By chalas, there's no leftover oil. It goes right back into the chalas. What do we do? There's leftover oil. If he said, have chalas and have a kicking, then the leftover shemen goes to the chalas. The equal of the kicking, if it's all the kicking, goes to the kainim, says the Gemara, he follows Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. And what does Shimon ben Yehuda say? Tani Shimon Yehuda, Meshum Rav Shimon, name Rav Shimon. That Moishchan Kimin Ki, what you do with it, a kicking is you smear the oil on top of it, like the letter X, or the Gimel, whatever it is, from the Greeks. Umoyser HaShemen Nechal Kainim. He clearly says, in this case, when you don't know what you do, give the balance of the kainim. So the Gemara Vayte, we'll finish all the possibilities. We'll finish the sugya. Omer Rav Kana Rav Ashi, Vayikel Lispuke. Why are you only telling me there's only five possibilities for mincha? There's another possibility. Vayikel Lispuke b'mincha nesachim. You know the carbon tamid also had nesachim. So maybe when he said I'm volunteering a carbon, I'm giving a nesachim or a mincha, who said he meant the private minchas, the five kinds of mincha? Maybe he meant the communal mincha. And how do you know? And could a person volunteer to give a communal mincha? That a person has every right to offer a communal mincha. Says the Gemara, no. This guy has a little bit of a memory. He remembers a little bit. He remembers that the only neder he made was about private minchas. He wasn't talking about communal. His mistapik was bar beglal yachid. He remembered he donated a mincha that was a private individual mincha, but bar beglal tibulay mistapkele. But he never offered to do the mincha that's associated with a carbon tamid. Kima mistapkele bar beglal atzma. He was only mistapik in something that comes on its own. But a nesachim that come together with a carbon, he never had a suffix. So therefore, we're giving you different reasons why he has no suffix about this carbon tamid that comes with a mincha. That was not the question. Only these five minchas here. Whatever. His suffix was only by menachas that require levoina. She'ena tu'una levoina lemistapkele. Other menachas that don't require levoina, he's never a suffix. Like a minchas chayte. Kika mistapkele bar beloik, like it comes with one loik of oil. Bar b'shloisha lugin lemistapkele, but it comes with three lugin, he never had a question. Kikam mistapkele to the kmitza, and need a kmitza. She ain't to the kmitza, but a minchas tzibur that doesn't require a kmitza. Loikam mistapkele. All of these things that he said that he has no suffix are things that you do in a public mincha, the communal mincha.
It's only his personal one.
That's right. And we learned before, a personal one, you cannot even join shutfas. It's only individual, not just personal, individual. And that's what he remembers clearly, that he had in mind an individual mincha that's only mine. He just couldn't remember which one. That's why there's only five kinds. Okay, we got a little bit to tomorrow. Good Shabbos, everybody.